afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week with show after show breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen working from home are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart. We're savvy. And we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And we're here in the business spotlight. And I am very, very excited to be sharing Christina Albi Hunt. With a BS and master's degree in hand, Christina has spent the last decade working in marketing from big corporations like Facebook to small startups like Boom Cycle in London. She's worked in three different countries. She's had a variety of positions, and all bringing her to now and starting her own business, Haas Von Albi. And she's there helping small to medium-sized businesses market their product, services, and coaching them to success. And here in the business spotlight, especially as we're kicking off in January, even if you're listening to the archive later, this is the time of the year that everybody is hyper-focused on how to move their businesses forward. And this is just going to be a great show for you. So listen in. And Christina, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. I'm really happy to be here.
It's really great to have you here. So I'm going to just jump right in because I'm sure you talk to people all the time and it's like, you know, I have this idea to start a business.
Yep.
Where do I start? What do I do?
Right. And that's always the hard part is starting, right? And sometimes to start, you just need to start. And what I mean by that is a lot of times when I encounter a person like that, I ask them to do a brain dump because what's really important for me as a consultant or as someone that's going to coach someone is I need to know where you're at mentally. And I think when somebody brain dumps into a Word document, it doesn't make any sense to them necessarily what they're saying, but to me it does. And I can pull out those important things like, okay, this is who they want to talk to. This is the business that they want to have. This is their mental state right now. And so I help people who are at that beginning stage make sense of their own thoughts. Because let's face it, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, a lot of times don't come from the business world, right? They're coming from a different industry, and they just don't know how to organize it all and then go to an investor. So that's kind of where I like to come in. And actually, this is my favorite part of consulting is coming in right at the beginning at ideation and helping them just make sense of their own brain. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing because most people want to be working with somebody who's already established. And I think it's important in the beginning to actually create the quote-unquote habits, good habits for your business from the start, because if you are in quote-unquote bad habits, very hard to break. So
definitely.
When, you know, let's face it, most people that are starting out aren't those people that, you know, their family has a lot of money and they don't have to worry about it and whatnot. So what have you found to be the most effective ways to market yourself online with that small budget that most mompreneurs and people starting their businesses are constrained by?
Right. I mean, money is something I come up against again and again. And there's two things I want to say about this. The first thing is everyone is an influencer, right? I know that we're all on Instagram and social media following this blogger or this model or, you know, this person. Like, you know, I'm obsessed with Joanna Gaines and that's, you know, I love following her and what she's doing and how she's living her life. But the truth of the matter is you're an influencer too, right? You have a micro influence of friends, of family, of, you know, ex-coworkers. And those are the people that you should use at the beginning of your journey. I'm talking like actual beginning, right? Because you can create an Instagram for your business and you can delete everything if you don't like the direction it's going in, but you can at least ask your family and friends to follow, to comment, to make some constructive criticisms for you and help you along the way or promote your business. Because, you know, if you're one micro influencer, your friend is a micro-influencer too. And the more that you use this web of your friends, of your family, that's a great kickstart. It's also a great pulse on, is this business going to work or not? And that you can do before you even spend a dime. Once you have kind of that, okay, yep, this is going to work, people are interested, then you can start spending money. And what you want to do is you want to focus on what I'm going to call top of funnel, which is such a business term. But basically, you want to reach as many people as possible. And you need to have them see your business, your product, at least 7 times before they even act on it. So why should you spend your money trying to convert sales, which is a notoriously difficult thing to do in digital marketing, when you can just tell them that you exist, right? Because you have to start them somewhere. So you combine a reach advertising campaign, which is reaching the most people as possible, with kind of bringing your friends on board as your influencers. You combine that word of mouth with reach, and you've got yourself set up for the beginnings of success. And from there, you move down the funnel, right? And that just kind of comes later down the line when you have some more money to invest. You know it's going to work. You potentially have investors or you've made some initial sales. Then you can look to engage. And what engage means is somebody is taking an action. They are liking, they are commenting, they are sharing, or they are going to your website, right? And so that's kind of something you'll look to do in a phase two. But phase one for me is always using friends and family as your micro-influencers, and a reach campaign.
Okay. I have to say that a lot of times, you know, your family and your friends are sometimes your biggest skeptics.
Isn't that crazy
when you are
how that
starting?
Happens?
Yes, it is. It's amazing to me that the people you would think would be the first people there. Yeah, I'm going to have, are you crazy? You're leaving your job. You're going to do what?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Unless you come from that entrepreneurial family and friend background, in which case, if you're getting a real job, they're like, you're getting a real job? What are you, crazy? This is a real job. Starting your own business is a real job. And,
exactly.
You know, but I have to say, you know, as a business owner, that people forget about the social part of social media. And whether it's your real life friends that you get to go out with, do not negate those online friends. Your
yes.
online friends that you may have never met before
mm-hmm.
are your biggest cheerleaders out there.
It blows my mind. And there's this one post that I see circle often, which is, it doesn't cost anything to like a post. You know, it doesn't
yep.
cost anything to share. And sometimes you have to remind your friends and family in real life friends and family that, you know, you guys aren't supporting me. I need your support. But you make a really great point. An online network is so crucial, and just to like follow people that inspire you and comment and engage with them, because you can't also be a passive person in your online community. You have to actively engage with others as well.
And that is the whole thing. It, you know, you hate to say quid pro quo, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, and people don't realize those likes. If so, you know, if you got 40 people that liked your post, thank them for liking it.
Yeah.
I don't care. You don't have to do it individually. Do it in little snips of 5 or 6 people at a time or whatever. Those likes are their hello, especially on your business page.
Exactly.
You know,
and
this is how, exactly. And the engagement then happens.
Mm-hmm.
It might take somebody 30 times of just liking different things before they finally make a comment.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't acknowledged those other 29 times, guess what? They're not going to comment.
That's
I know
exactly it.
When I put up a post, if I put up a post on my show page, whether it's the for Word of Mom or for Safety Bags or Stadium Bags, I've got 10 friends I don't even have to ask
right.
that I know are going to share that post.
Yeah.
They're going to hit that share button. And constantly. And then every once in a while, there's other people that share, you know, or I'll have somebody that, you know, you make sure go in, see who isn't liking your page, because it'll show you, especially on Facebook.
Yep.
It'll show
it
you
will.
The people when you click on it, make sure you're inviting them to your page. You know,
exactly.
it doesn't cost anything to like a post. It doesn't cost
no.
anything but your time. And when you hear people say, oh, well, I'm just spending too much time online. It's like, then you're not doing it right, because that's your marketing.
Exactly. Dory, you are hitting it right on the head, right? It's how you're using your time. It's just like that in anything in life, but especially in our digital world, right? Because we're in the new year, you know, something I do personally is I take inventory of who I'm following. Are these people inspiring me? If not, you're out. Because because how I spend my time socially, I want to be engaging with the people I follow. I want to be inspired by the content that I see. And so if you're, you know, just scrolling through Facebook to look at, you know, whatever celebrity news is going on, well, then you're not, of course, you're wasting your time. But if you're doing things that are helping others or women supporting women, well, then you're going to feel more positively about how much time you're spending on social media.
It does kind of take the overwhelm out of it when you're actually living in it, you know, because the marketing aspect of it, that way when you are launching something, don't negate the on your personal page, I'm really excited and I can't wait to share what's happening and stuff, because, you know, people will be asking you what, it's like, no, I can't tell you yet, but, you know, I'll let you know in a couple of days and whatnot. Get people excited before you even know what you're going to do.
Right. Right.
But that's the part of the living it.
Yes. And you also don't know who's going to come out of the woodwork and be like, oh, I can support you in this. Right. And then you find your network again online through people that you might already know. You just never know. And also what that does is it creates a community. And as much digital experience as I have, Dory, I still believe in the power of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that your community and building a community around yourself or your brand or your product, whatever it might be, is still going to be the thing that moves the needle forward. But you can't have a community if you're not engaging in a conversation, right? So it can't be a one-way street. It can't be you pushing information out. It has to be a conversation that you're having with your users, with your friends, with your family. So you make a really great point that you have to also thank people for liking you. Comment on their posts too. If your friend starts a business, well, let's do something together. So, you know, it's those collaborations that will really move your business forward. And a lot of times it doesn't cost money.
That's exactly right. And, you know, really, honestly, that this was the birth of Word of Mom Radio.
Yeah.
To give women like us, mompreneurs, building our businesses from home while we're raising a family, to give us a voice. Because let's face it, most people look at women that are working from home and it's like, oh, yeah, well, when are you going to get a real job?
Oh, my
it's
goodness,
like,
Dory.
I cannot tell you.
I have, from my time in London, I still have some clients there, right? So I'm up quite early taking calls with London, and I would stop working by 2:00 and I would go to the pool because down here in Georgia, you know, it's pretty warm a lot of the year. And so I'd be sitting there and, you know, somebody who was working in the office, the property management office, would come out and be like, oh, must be nice. And it's like, hold on a second. Must be nice. I was on the phone on a conference call at 7 a.m. What were you doing?
Right, thank you.
And so a lot of times people just don't, they project what they want without understanding that they could have it too. That we've decided that this is how we're going to live our lives and our careers. And that it's also possible for them. Everyone lives in choice. And our choice was, I'm going to stay at home because I know that I can build a business here. And if I want to go to the pool at 2 p.m., I'm allowed.
On that note, we are going to stop and say thank you to our fabulous sponsors. And so all of you listening, just we'll be back in just a moment.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated. treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join stadiumbags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Christina. And I love what you just said. Life is choice. And, you know, people don't get it. When my kids were little and I was starting my business, I would get up at 5:30 in the morning and answer all my emails that had come in and whatnot, because I had to wake them up at 7. And then I would wake them up. I was that mom that made breakfast, drove my kids to school, would get my pitcher of water, a pot of tea, and a snack, and I'd go up to my office. And the next thing I knew, they would be coming home on the bus, because I drove them, but they would take the bus home. And at 3 o'clock, my workday ended. I was with them doing this, practices. They, thank God, all went to bed at 8 o'clock at night. And then I'd be on my computer until 10:30, 11 o'clock.
That's exactly
getting
it.
Getting things done, you know?
Exactly.
And but you were, and let's face it, in the beginning, you're working in your business. You are every aspect of your business. But once you get things going, that's how you start working on your business. And I wanted to ask you kind of the best ways to organize all that you have to say and share, you know, as it transitions you from working in to on your business.
Right. You make such a great point of working on your business, because that's something that should never end. And I had that actually realization about my own business, where I was like, I spend all my time on my clients and I'm not even thinking about what I'm communicating for my brand. And so, you know, the first thing is giving yourself time, right? Because creativity does not come under pressure. So you need to kind of sit and meditate. This is the yoga teacher coming out in me, is to sit and meditate, but it's true. Take, you know, 5-10 minutes and just take some deep breaths and visualize where your business wants to go, right? And now the German in me is going to come out and I'm going to tell you to use a template. I am a big proponent of organizing your thoughts on paper, and I love Excel. I never thought when I was studying that I would be living in Excel as much as I do, or that I would be accumulating as much data. But I find that when you have things in front of you and you have it all laid out, you can always go back to it. You don't forget. And now that I'm pregnant, I know pregnancy brain is real, mom brain is real. Right? So to have everything that you want to say written down somewhere and organized into a calendar is going to change your life, because you have a bajillion different things on your brain that you need to get done around the house. And you don't need to be thinking about, oh, what was that thing I wanted to say? So I have a lovely content calendar that I use with all of my clients. And it basically goes from big topics to small topics. And what I mean by that is, you know, you might have some things that you want to say on a quarterly basis, a monthly basis, depending on your business, right? So, for example, if you work in retail or if you're selling something out of retail, you know that November, December is going to be really busy for you, and you need to be pushing sales and products and really just shoving, you know, moving money down people's throats. Whereas kind of now you can slow down a little bit and talk about, all right, spring is coming, all right? So that's your big topic. But then you need to break it down by what you want to say on a day-to-day basis. And so the template I use with them does that, shows what's happening on a monthly basis, what's happening on a weekly basis, and then what you're actually posting from day to day. And that's, at least for me, what makes the most sense, because you never lose sight of what the big goal is. And I think that's very easy for a lot of small businesses to do, because you're all over the place. Right? You're constantly thinking of, I have to make money, or I have to do this legal thing, or if tax time is coming up, oh my goodness, gotta love taxes. But you have these things, but you also know what's coming up next for your business and how you want to communicate those things on social media or direct marketing in other capacities.
I love that. And I love the first advice of just taking that 5 or 10 minutes to
yep.
just breathe. And it's so funny because, you know, I have a radio show, I'm launching a TV show, I've got a business, and every once in a while, I'll just be sitting here and it's like, you know what? Breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe. Let me just shut everything off, close my eyes, take those few minutes. I'm sitting here sipping my chamomile tea, you know,
yeah.
just doing those things that we forget how important that little teeny bit of self-care is.
It is. It truly is. And I cannot speak to mindfulness enough because of the benefits it has. I think we as a society, we forget what it's like to be bored. But what we don't know is that out of boredom comes the best ideas, right? So taking that 5 minutes, and I use the Calm app. I love the Calm app because I know in 5 minutes I've done my time and I can come refreshed into a situation. And I hope that as I become a parent, I can continue to be that way. But mindfulness, if it's 2 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, you deserve it every day for you, for your business, and for your success.
I have to agree. And, you know, I'm going to ask you, because you come from a bigger background, you know, people talk about the KPI, you know, that key performance indicators.
Mm-hmm.
And for many people, especially when you're starting, you don't even know what it is, let alone how to use it.
It's so true.
You know? So what is it? And, you know, explain how this is something very useful for your business.
Right. So what businesses love are acronyms, right? And KPIs are actually something that you should familiarize yourself if you're going to start with a business. And those key performance indicators are basically like your pulse, right? It tells you how your business is doing and if you're getting what you need out of your business. So from a marketing perspective, what's most important, and this is going to go against the grain of what a lot of people are saying out there, is for me, it's reach. So it's about how many people are coming in contact with your business. That is your big priority when you're starting out. It doesn't matter how many people follow you. It doesn't matter how many people like your page, because sadly, the algorithms mean that even if somebody likes your Facebook page, they might not see all of your content, because if they don't engage with it on a daily basis, the algorithm's going to be like, she's not interested. So when you're going to advertise, you need to focus on reaching as many people as possible as often as possible. And that as often as possible is called frequency. So that's something to take into consideration at the beginning of your business, is how many people am I reaching? And kind of removing the ego, because the ego says, well, I want to have this many followers. Right? You know, I only have 940, but this person has over 2,000. Am I failing? No, you're not failing. It's just algorithms, which is horrible that bots, you know, drive our entire lives and then our self-worth as well. But it's a shift in thinking and removing that need to be liked, whereas there's a need to be seen. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I think, you know, I've talked about it before. I think that's the difference between men and women in business. Women worry about being liked.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
not about who likes you. Guys don't care. They don't care if you're golfing with Pete and Joe and Charlie. As long as they've got your business, they don't
yep.
care who you're friends with. Women fall into the, oh my gosh, but what if they like you more than they like me, which is that exact same thing. I only have 900 followers and you've got 4,000. It's like, yeah, but your 900 are a lot more engaged.
Exactly.
And a lot more people are liking your things and stuff like that. So, you know, numbers are just numbers and they look great on a spreadsheet. But if you've got
mm-hmm.
a couple of thousand followers, but only 5 of them are liking your stuff, that's the only people that are seeing it.
That's exactly
you know?
It. And Dori, I think I put that actually in the blog post that's going to be going up of the KPIs that I look for and that engagement rate, right? So if you take the number of pieces of engagement or your reach divided by pieces of engagement, you get an engagement rate. So if you have, and again, here's the math coming in the marketing that I never thought I'd do, but here we are. had I known, I don't know if I would have gone down this path, but it's, you make a great point. How engaged are your followers? How engaged are your customers? And that, again, comes back to community, because is what you're saying building a community? Are you having conversations that matter? That's going to be your gut check, is your engagement rate.
Wow. On that note, and just so you know, we are Christina's going to have a blog up on wordofmomradio.com with some of these templates that she has been talking about that she uses to work with her clients. So you'll be able to download them. Please, what would you like to leave our listeners with and let them know how to reach out to you as
well?
Sure.
Let's have our final yoga moment of the podcast. If I want to tell anyone, you know, any woman, any mom, it's possible. You just have to take the leap. You can do it, and you can have a support system and follow your dreams, but make it realistic. God, that was German of me.
That was awesome, though. What a great leave. How can everybody find you, Christina?
So they can find me on Instagram, which is, I think I'm on Christina A.M. Hunt. That'll also probably be in the info on this podcast, or www.housevonalby.com. And, of course, you can email, you can DM on Instagram, you can search Christina Hunt. I am out there for the people, and I would love to hear from anyone. I'm always looking to be a lending ear, not even just in the capacity of business, but just networking. It's always great to meet new people.
Well, I am so glad that the journey crossed our paths and cannot wait to hear about, you know, the baby coming. And, you know, I'm going to also warn you that pregnancy brain, nursing brain is worse.
Wonderful. I'll warn my husband now.
I still joke with my kids who, you know, I'm a grandmother now, and I'm like, nursing brain. I was like, trust me, there's stuff you sucked out of me that I'll never get back. It's just the way it goes.
Oh, man.
But it's totally worth it, because if they gleaned everything that I lost, awesome. They can use
Perfect.
It, you know. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you've been here. I would love for you to come back, maybe do a mid-season check-in with us and see how things are going. And it's just been an absolute pleasure. So for all of you tuning in, thank you. And just so you know, it's HausVonalby.com. So reach out to Christina, and please just thank you for being here with us. On behalf of everyone from Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network, we thank all of you for listening in. Share us out with your friends. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She